through all this time, did you hear about the atrocities against the Jews at all?
I knew about it when I left Poland. I was debriefed extensively by the British authorities, more so than Polish military. The Polish military knew it. But the British military did not believe the Polish people, which is now historically confirmed, that John Karski, who was a Polish diplomat and escaped ahead of me, he warned the Western allies that Jewish people were being killed in mass and that Jews were slated for genocide. Today, it is an historical fact that Polish escapees from wartime Poland were not believed about the atrocities against the Poles as well as atrocities against the Jewish Poles. Mm-hmm.
Your work with the British Army then was in language and translation, and you completed that mission, and then you served with Polish troops in Italy?
I served in Italy. I also served in Ethiopia with the British after they took Ethiopia from the Italians. And I also served in Egypt, all for a short time. Then I was shipped to England, to Italy, and then I was dropped in Poland after the Polish uprising on August 1, 1944.
You parachuted back into Poland.
With three other Polish soldiers like myself.
For the purpose of joining the Polish underground?
As I interpret it now, the British knew that the Russians would not cooperate, that the Russians will the German defeat over the Polish uprising, and that the uprising was doomed. They knew it, but the Poles were hoping. They sent four people for a token demonstration that England was with them. Nothing more, because every military expert, when we were sent, would have known that the Soviets will not permit British planes to land in Soviet-occupied Poland. They knew that the Soviets will not advance on Warsaw to rescue the Polish uprising. They knew exactly what would happen, that the Russians would stop at the Vistula River, allow the Germans to annihilate all Polish resistance, and that's what happened. And my three companions must have been executed because there was no trace of them. I was the only survivor of the four-person team that was dropped. I'm sure they were dropped. They just could not be found. I couldn't find them, and after World War II, I checked with the British sources and Polish sources. Nobody could find a trace of those people.
So you parachuted back into Poland. Tell us about the landing, and who did you make contact with, and did somebody come up to you, or what happened then? Because now you just said that the three others weren't around you anymore.
Yes. I'm sure that the others probably fell into German-occupied territory because I barely fell into Polish occupied. I was right on the borderline. Took me a little time to find the Polish fighters. And when I told them the code word, they took me to their headquarters and they established me as a bona fide possessor of the right code word. They knew who I was. But I was lucky, since the others didn't make it. They were probably dropped in the wrong place and somebody killed them. No doubt Germans, before they examined them, and they all, like me, wore British uniforms, so they were not to be treated as guerrillas. I was treated as a POW, but it took some time before they classified me as a POW instead of a Polish guerrilla.